last time we talked to you, Charles had not come in and told us he's retiring yet. When you factor that into this night now, along with potentially the last game at Oklahoma, the last home game, does that add even more, you think, to the feeling that the game will have?
Yeah, I think you know, just Charles alone, knowing that, you know, what kind of player he's been, the kind of impact he's had, the kind of legacy he leaves, I think that's all the inspiration right there. So I know for us as a team, you know, we want to make sure that we have a great send-off for him.
You being a former player and being a defensive player, are you surprised at all that Charles has had the season he's had at age 39?
Yeah, yes. You know, not surprised that he's capable of it, but surprised at his age that he's able to perform at that level. You know, five picks on the year, still have a couple games left, and, you know, fumble recoveries, and the way he's fought his way through different things that might hold a normal person back, he's fought through and been courageous, tough, super competitive, and it's been a great example for our locker room.
Jack, when you see the science and technology and guys healing quicker and things like that, do you expect to see more guys play later into the career? Do you think Charles is one of those kind of rare examples, especially as a defender player?
I think both. I think Charles is a generational kind of player. I think, you know, his body, he was blessed with a body that obviously very skilled, you know, and then his work ethic is phenomenal. So I think, you know, he was blessed with a lot of ability, but he worked really, really hard to maintain. And so, but I do think that more and more players will continue to play with the rule changes, the way they're kind of tilted toward taking care of players and player safety and the advance of some of the technology and the ability to train. I think you'll continue to see players that kind of push the envelope a little bit.
You'll talk about it, you know, as you pass the Kansas City game, but what are some of the things that you're most proud of this season with this team?
I think right now we're all about, you know, beating the Chargers tomorrow night. And we'll have time to reflect on the season another time.
Did you consider getting Charles a punt return, a chance to play wide receiver, or are you just zeroing in this game as you would normally play a game?
I would say we've taken the opportunity to consider the possibilities.
You know? Sure, yeah. You wanted to talk about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. I mean, obviously, you know, he's a special guy. So.
Just heard that Mario's going to be injured in reserve. Anything long-term there, or just is playing safe and getting the cautionary stuff?
No, I think, you know, he had a significant injury, and we need to make sure that, you know, that we do what's best for him first. And, you know, just hoping for the best, but really most concerned with him right now. You know, other things going forward, we'll worry about that later, but, you know, it's significant what he has.
Is he going to need surgery?
I'm not sure of that. I think they're still trying to determine exactly how the treatment should proceed.
Danico Autry, you're back in practice today. Has three blocked kicks so far this season. What kind of contribution has he made both on the defense and also in special teams?
Well, I think, first of all, that's a kind of a testament to the effort that we've gotten out of the D-line on those kicks. All year we've had that with, you know, Mac and Mario and Danico, and those guys giving great effort, Dan Williams. You know, getting pushed, getting our hands up. We've had several blocks. Danico's had three. For us, you know, Danico's the kind of guy that he's just continuing to kind of invent who he is, you know, kind of growing. As we've gone through this year, he's grown into a more dominant presence for us along the front, playing more, and he's done a great job with the effort and the energy he provides.
Mario being out, do you expect maybe Danico steps up and plays an even bigger
role?
Yeah,
well, he'll be counted on to play an even bigger role. Yeah, so and a few other guys will have to step up as well.
But you had three Pro Bowlers named to the team yesterday. Just kind of your reaction to pride in that. You guys continue to forge here and make progress to turning it around.
Yeah, we're proud of our guys that earned it. You know, obviously Khalil, his first Wood and Marcel had been before, but for Cleo was excellent for him. He had a great year. You know, a few of our other guys are alternates that were really good players that are deserving, and so yeah, we feel like we've identified a few guys, and a few guys are developing here, and that there is a nucleus of really good players that we can go forward with.
Jack, of course, you can use Philip Rivers a lot, but you see how he's still performing. What going into tomorrow's game? What are the challenges?
It's always a challenge against Philip. He's a really fierce competitor. He understands the game. You know, Mike gives him complete control at the line, so he's constantly looking to get the perfect play in with his offense. They've got weapons. I know they've lost a bunch of guys. They still have a bunch of weapons. It's a very talented group, and Woodhead, Gates, Floyd's still battling through his shoulder and gives him a vertical threat, and they've got a bunch of guys. So. He continues to generate, unbelievable stats, and he's a really good football player. So we know it's going to be a challenge.